How do you define what a romantic kiss is? Is it 30% tongue? 50% tongue? 120% tongue?
It's like no lip at all.
For me, I define a romantic kiss all based on where the thumb goes. But I'm different than others. And Andrea, who is on the phone today, says that her meeting with a guy ended with a romantic kiss. So why is he not calling her back? I don't know. We're about to find out. Andrea, what's up? How are you?
Good. How are you all?
Good. Oh, how do you define a romantic kiss, Andrea?
I think like 50% tongue. like a nice medium, start nice and gentle, and I'll work its way up.
Did he like cradle your head with both of his hands and gaze deeply into your eyes?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of hair plan.
Oh, wow.
Hair? All right. Like pulling? Like, I don't...
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely the best kiss I've had in a while, so I don't know why he's not calling me back.
Well, tell us a little bit about him. What's his name?
His name is Tim.
Tim, and how'd you meet Tim?
I met him at a friend's work party at a bar.
Okay. Mm. And did you know him beforehand or?
No, she introduced us that night. I noticed him as soon as I walked in, though. He's so my type. Tall, gorgeous dark hair, these like baby blue eyes. His smile was like, oh my gosh, it made my heart melt.
Oh my gosh. Did you tell your friend right away you have to introduce me to him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, she knows my type. We've been friends for forever. And I'd heard her mention him before. She was, like, on my radar, but that was the first time I'd ever seen him or met him. And, yeah, he's incredibly handsome.
Wow. You're, like, flustered right now.
Yeah, I can hear it.
I am. It's so pathetic.
Did it show on your face how horny this guy makes you?
No, it wasn't, like, dirty or anything like that. It was just, like, you know, those butterflies. Like, that feeling of, like, my stomach is all like in knots.
The horny little butterflies. We all get those horny little butterflies sometimes that won't leave us alone. All right, so what happened next after you met this guy?
Well, we talked and hung out that whole party. It was more of in a group setting, though. So as like the work party was wrapping up, he asked if I wanted to go to this other bar down the street and get a drink. So just the two of us went.
Did you bring the horny butterflies with you?
No, I had gotten those a little more under control at that time. Okay.
But obviously, I mean, he was feeling it too if he asked you to go to another bar with him.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's what I thought.
Okay, then so how did things go at the second bar?
Well, we talked, but he was getting a little more flirtatious, like put his arm around me and like really sweet. I wish it would, just started getting late though, and it was a work night. So around like 11 o'clock, we're like, you know, should probably go. So he called me a cab. Super gentleman.
Yeah. Were you guys pretty wasted by this point?
I'd say like happily tipsy.
Okay. So not super drunk. Hammered.
Yeah. No. Like I could still think and form sentences and, you know.
Okay. So he called you a cab and then is that when the romantic kiss happened?
Yeah. So he kind of walked me outside and like he kissed me and then he did this adorable like little like spun me out and like brought me back in for like a final kiss, and it was super sweet. And so I took it as a sign. I was like, hey, we should do this again sometime.
Did he seem almost like too smooth? Like he's done this so many times that he's got like a program.
He's got a move.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the twirl seems like a little almost over the top.
Maybe, I mean, it seemed genuine. Like in the moment, maybe I was a sucker, but he seemed super genuine and just smooth, but not in like a slimy way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was tired. I went home. Didn't even realize that I didn't give him my number. So I was like, well, if he, you know, he'll want it, he'll find it. So I waited a couple of days and nothing. So I got a hold of my coworker and was like, hey, this is weird, but can I have his number? Like, we haven't talked. And she sent it to me. And so I texted him and was like, hey, this is Andrea. I had a really great time the other night. Just wanted to make sure you had my number.
Did he respond to that at all?
Yeah. All he said was thanks.
That's it?
Really? Just thanks?
That like, was it.
No, yeah, thanks. I had a good time too, or thanks, I'll see you later?
Yeah.
No, just thanks.
Ouch. Wow. That sucks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why do you think he would be so cold like that after what sounds like a great evening?
I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to figure it out because I don't want to be too clingy or too forward, but
right. The
only thing that I can think that it might be is when we were talking and hanging out at the second bar. I mentioned to him that I still live with my parents, like I still live at home.
Ooh.
And he kind of gave me a little bit of an odd look. So I don't know if, you know, he was just playing it cool that night, but thinks I'm not mature enough for, like, I don't know.
So you think that he might not want to date you because you live at home with your parents?
I guess. I mean, I have a job. I'm responsible. It's not like, you know, I'm living in the basement playing video games all day.
Some guys like that.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
yeah.
that.
All right.
I can play a mean Mario Kart, but.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hang on.